Hello.
Hi, my name is Miles, and I'm with Best Buy's Installation Services here at XPO. Is this Ms. Dixon?
Yep.
Well, hi, I just spoke with a tech who went out to your residence for what was supposed to be an install of a single built-in electric oven. The tech informed that when they got out to the residence, it was determined that, first, there's no oven, and second, that you're supposed to have a microwave installed. And then the tech informed that the microwave would not have been able to be installed because a outlet must be installed in the cabinet to accommodate the microwave.
Yeah, it's exactly right. That's exactly what I told Best Buy when I placed the order. So imagine my surprise when the tech comes out here and says that wasn't the order, when I was very clear. I knew exactly what my needs were. In no way did I ever say I needed a wall oven installed. So that's why I was upset, because your technician was telling me about the wall oven. I'm like, that was not my order. And when I had been texting him earlier today, I communicated, it is a microwave. The outlet needs to be installed.
Oh, yes,
so ma'am. If he knew at 2 o'clock when I was communicating with him that that was not what he would be able to do, then he should have just told me that. And I would have done something else. But I waited until 5:30 when he got here for him to walk into my house and tell me that.
Okay. Well, I apologize about that. I'm not sure if there was any mention of this, of anything that would have let him know that, you know, the order wasn't for a microwave install and that there was no outlet in the cabinet.
Well, the communication, I don't know what happened between Best Buy and you and your group with the order in terms of that communication. That seems to be the breakdown, because when I called Best Buy, they said they had microwave on the order.
No, they don't.
So I don't know what the breakdown was, but I can tell you the breakdown between him and me was at 2 o'clock when I texted him and said it's a microwave that needs the outlet to be installed. And there, I have a text that says that.
Okay. Well, I apologize that the tech didn't, let you know at that time that, you know, well, this order is for an electric wall oven, because the order specifically says, you know, that the service SKU is 5357455, referring to a built-in electric wall of single wall oven.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He did say that. After I said it's a microwave, he said it's a wall oven. Then I said, okay, but can you still do it? He said, well, Best Buy won't pay for it. The customer has to pay for it. I said, okay, I'll pay for it. When are you coming? Like, there was multiple texts. So if okay. the net was that I cannot do it because that is not the order, end of story, that's what should have been communicated.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I agree. I understand, and I apologize.
Well, so that's the situation. I've already called Best Buy. I've already canceled it. What I could have done earlier is had somebody else install it today. Now I found somebody else to install it tomorrow. So I've canceled it, and I'm getting my refund.
Okay. To get the refund, you'd have to contact Best Buy. I just was calling to verify the information provided by the tech. So I'd like to thank you for helping me out with that. And I do thank you for shopping with Best Buy, and I hope that you have a good weekend.
Yeah, and if you also want to talk to the tech about his customer service, telling me in an annoyed voice that it's above his pay grade and then walking out of the house is probably not the best approach.
Oh, I understand. I'll have a word with him regarding that. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. You have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.